Welcome back to Techonomics. I'm your host, Jason Middleton. The Bay Area Economic Council is addressing an issue that dogs Silicon Valley, and that's the hiring of minorities. The project is called Creating an Inclusive Economy, a strategy for hiring Bay Area boys and men of color. And it will activate cross-sector partners to train, employ, and retain hundreds of boys and men of color in entry-level and sustainable wage jobs. Boys and men of color experience drastically different economic outcomes compared to their peers. In San Francisco, African Americans have twice as high unemployment compared to whites. In Oakland, Latino and African American men have the lowest income per capita income at $16,635 and $23,130, respectively. Even among college graduates, Latinos earn $11 an hour less than whites. African Americans earn $9 an hour less. And at the same time, the Bay Area's proportion of people of color, already a majority, is growing quickly. Earlier this week, I spoke with the president and CEO of the Bay Area Council. His name is Jim Wunderman. Let's get started with your name and title, please, and then we're going to jump in and talk about hiring.
Jim Wunderman. I'm the president and CEO of the Bay Area Council.
Yeah, the Bay Area Council is a source of real information, real data that people rely on. And you've got a really interesting study that's new, and that has to do with hiring people of color in the Bay Area. Can you tell me what some of the two-inch headlines are?
Well, essentially what we found, and it probably won't surprise your listeners, is that there's a big gap between hiring and income potential for men, depending upon whether they're white men or men of color. For example, the unemployment rate for black men, for instance, is in the neighborhood of 18%, which is more than double that of white men. For example, in Oakland, the men, Latino men, have the lowest per capita income in the region at just over $16,000, while black men follow at $23,000. So these are just some statistics that indicate that there's a huge gap, and the business community is working to try to address this.
Now, you guys hosted a recent summit, I believe, on this. Did you find any common ground or any way to move forward, any action items that came out of that summit?
The main purpose of the summit was an action summit, and the main purpose was really to hire men of color. And so that was accomplished. We found jobs for 325 men of color that day, mostly young men, mostly entry-level positions. But it was real excitement that took place at the Oakland Convention Center, as a lot of folks got their first job ever. There was also training and development counseling for over 1,000 men who came to the event. So it was a very exciting day, and it's just the beginning of a longer process that we're going to be undertaking.
Yeah, congratulations on that. 325 people finding work. That's an impressive one-day goal. That's really great, especially for the East Bay, where I live, actually. So that was the short-term goal. What about long-term goals? Were you able to tee up anything?
Well, we have a project. It's called Creating an Inclusive Economy, a Strategy for Hiring Bay Area Boys and Men of Color. And so that's in partnership with a number of other groups, including Leaders Up, Policy Link, and the Urban Strategies Council. And we want to focus in large part on middle skills jobs, much better paying, sustainable jobs for people to support their families. And we have a goal of training, employing, and retaining at least 500 men in those jobs over a two-year period. We think we can exceed that. But it's not that easy, and it hasn't been easy in the past. And so we're very dedicated to working with service providers, career development organizations, and certainly companies who are willing and seem really excited to step out and play leadership roles in making sure that we're able to accomplish this.
Now, we're speaking with the CEO of the Bay Area Council, Jim Wunderman. Jim, Silicon Valley has been dogged by this kind of labor relation, for lack of a better term, for a long time. And you've been addressing this for a long time, too. So can you tell me if we've moved the needle over the past, say, 10 years?
Well, not as much as we'd like, frankly. I think this has been an issue for a long time. And I think we've made gains in various places, in educational attainment to some degree, and in some areas of employment. But largely speaking, there's been a huge gap that remains. And in the Bay Area, with a knowledge-based economy built in many ways around technology and innovation, we've actually done quite poorly. So the companies involved in this are very determined to see change. And when we hold meetings on the subject, it's like a sellout that occurs very quickly. Companies are extremely excited to participate. I think part of it is for social reasons, but in other parts, it's economics. Today, if you look out, 18-year-olds, if you look at 18-year-old in the Bay Area, 69% of male 18-year-olds are of color. And so for the future, we have to do a much better job of training, recruiting, employing, and developing this cohort. And yeah, I think companies recognize this, and it's a big opportunity for us too, as of course for them.
All right, Jim Wunderman, CEO of the Bay Area Council, thank you so much for the work you're doing. Please keep us posted so we can keep talking about this.
Sure, we'll get you information as it's developed, but we're very excited about this opportunity, as are our partners and our member companies.
And where would you send anybody who wanted to learn a little bit more online?
www.bayareacouncil.org.
Very good. Jim, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you for having me on the show.
That was Jim Wunderman, president and CEO of the Bay Area Council. All right, we're at the end of this week's version of Techonomics. Thanks so much for listening. And if you heard anything you'd like to share, there are links at kgoradio.com. Also, you can give us a follow on Twitter at KGOJason. And we have a Facebook page that we are soft launching this week. So clickety-clack that like button if you like. Until next week, and for producer Leanna Ramos, also known as Mud, I'm Jason Middleton. Have great weeks.